Timothy Young says he's been experimenting with food ever since he was old enough to reach the kitchen counter. He says the kitchen has always been his canvas of artistic expression. And in many ways, the woods are his grocery store.
Oh, hey, here's a good find. This is a cluster of oyster mushrooms. These are a little bit old because they've been eaten up by some bugs, but the bug holes don't bother me. These are really good eating.
Young lives on 5 acres of land in northern Michigan. We've only walked about 15 feet into the woods, and already he's finding food for dinner. Turns out we're standing in the midst of literally thousands of wild leeks.
If you can look around and just see how thick this is, we could take 10 square feet here and there's probably 100 pounds of leeks. They're so thick here. It's just unbelievable.
But Timothy Young isn't just foraging for his own meal. Actually, this is more of a business trip. You see, Young combined his passion for food with his love of the land and came up with a small but thriving food processing business that he runs out of his home here in Honor, Michigan. He says some of his most popular and unique products are part of a line called Food for Thought. It includes things like jam, salsa, and syrup, many of which are organic. But the Food for Thought line also includes what Young calls wildcrafted food, which is really just a fancy way of saying it was picked out in the woods where it was growing wild.
There's so much here to eat, and it only makes sense, at least it makes a lot of sense for me, to try to make some of these things available to people who wouldn't be out here looking for those sorts of things.
Young makes wine-flavored jams from wild berries. He also dries and packages wild mushrooms and pickles wild leeks. They taste kind of like cocktail onions. To get the wildcrafted foods, Young recruits local people to help him harvest.
We basically put ads in the paper and that will say, for example, buying wild leeks. You know, people will call and we'll have a set rate per pound and a way that we need to receive them, cleaned and, you know, trimmed in a certain way. And anyone who's interested in harvesting, we send them out our little harvester's guidelines, you know, on that particular product.
It's not particularly lucrative work. Leeks only bring about $2 a pound. And considering they're no bigger than your pinky finger, and you have to stoop down to pick them, it's not easy money. But most people aren't doing it to make a living. They just like spending time in the woods and want to pick up a few extra bucks. And that's just fine with Timothy Young.
It's not part of corporate agricultural production. It's, you know, everyday working class people that'll come home from work and grab a couple buckets and go out in the woods and show up here at 8 o'clock at night, and I write them a check for their labors, you know, and it can't be more community-based than that.
Wildcrafting isn't a new concept. Still, it's practically unheard of in the $430 billion business of food processing. In fact, a spokesman for the National Food Processors Association said he had never even heard of wildcrafting before. But consumers are becoming aware. They're finding the products in specialty shops, upscale markets, and catalogs. Young suspects the people who are buying wildcrafted products are the same type of people who are attracted to organic foods. But as his business continues to increase, Young faces an interesting dilemma.
There's not a lot of growth potential in it. There's a limited amount of production that the planet gives us every summer, you know, and I don't want to get to a point where I have people out there exploiting the resources or depleting the resources.
Young isn't alone in his concern. It's a very real fear based on the recent boom in harvesting wild herbs for medicinal uses. In the Colorado Rockies and parts of the southeastern United States, wildcrafters motivated by profits have been blamed for causing some herbs to become threatened or endangered. But Timothy Young doesn't think that presents a problem for his company, at least at this point.
There has been over-harvesting, and I think that's mostly been in the wild herbs, but most things that we harvest, raspberries and blackberries, you ask anybody who lives up here, they're more of a nuisance because they grow everywhere and you can't get rid of them. So we're only just spreading probably a little bit more of the seed by harvesting them and distributing them as well.
Still, Young takes steps to guard against over-harvesting. He spends a lot of time educating his wildcrafters, making sure they understand the ethics of wildcrafting and that they harvest in a sustainable way. Because wildcrafted products are more labor-intensive, they're at the upper end of the specialty market. A small jar of jam retails for about $5, but so far the price hasn't been a deterrent. And it's possible wildcrafted foods may eventually take root in mainstream stores. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Honor, Michigan.